Thank you for listening to Ivy Podcast, where we feature weekly leadership conversations with thought leaders and industry experts. Now, here is your host, Angela Alberti.
Hello, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in to today's podcast. Wherever you are tuning in from, we've had the great privilege to be featured in over 37 countries around the world, and we sincerely thank you guys for spending a few moments of your time. I am your host, Angela Alberti. If you've had a chance to tune in to any of the episodes that I've done before, you know that I have the chance to sit down and speak with some of the most valuable people that are putting the world of work to work every single day. And that is certainly the case. Today, I get to sit down with Lena, who, interestingly enough to our audience, we had the opportunity to meet last week at MPA Worldwide. Lena, can you give a little bit of background on yourself?
Sure. It's a pleasure to be here. And I'm Lena Chaudhary, President of Placement Experts USA. I manage a minority women-owned business.
Oh, Lena, thank you so much. You know, we have a lot to dive into. You are a minority-owned business. You are in the world of staffing. You specialize within various sectors, including one of the more competitive ones. But, you know, when I had a chance to speak with you prior, you let me know that, you know, you have not always been in staffing and recruiting. This is something that you've taken on within the last couple of years. I'd love to dive deeper, and if you could let our audience know, what was that moment where you decided, number one, to start your own business, and to start it, number two, within staffing and recruiting?
Great question, Angela. My entrepreneurial journey started in 2012 with my education business, and the staffing and recruiting business I got into 2018. It was a natural extension of my education business. Let's look at it, education to employment. And from there on, from 2018, when we started, it has just been a constant upswing. And there's never a dull moment in my business, I can tell you that. Especially with COVID, things are really fired up.
Right. Oh, I bet. I can only imagine what the average day in the world of your life looks like. Can you talk a little bit about what your company specializes in and how you guys really grown to attain that niche for the industry that you service?
Sure, I can dive much deeper into that. So in 2018, when I started the business, we were only doing direct hiring. And 2 years into that business, we saw that we were losing out on a lot of IT roles that were coming around with our clients. So we started to look into that possibility. Me personally did not have much experience into the IT world. So I was a little bit hesitant, but with a lot of support from mentors and other technological consulting companies, we slowly started to understand the landscape of the IT talent business. And then today we have clients, small business to large VMS and VMS portals that we are part of. Along with that, NPA is a wonderful partner in order to support our growth.
Oh, that's been fantastic. I'm sure, you know, just meeting you at the show last week, you can really get the sense of camaraderie that's within that organization, where it allows businesses like yours to really propel themselves into a different stratosphere so that they have the added support to be able to take on some of these roles. So great to hear some of those tips that you have. What advice would you give to an agency or somebody within the recruiting space that is going into a new vertical to really help them absorb, you know, the technicalities that are associated with that industry? You all of a sudden, I'm sure, had to find yourself in a position to offer advice or expert advice on learning about IT. What were some of those steps that you took to help you get there?
Great. So really, it started when I would say, whenever anybody comes to me with advice, wanting advice on how to start, the first thing is do your homework. Mm-hmm. That is the first step. And then finding other companies which are in that business finding a network support of not just business owners like yours or your competitors, but also a good group of consultants and mentors. Those are the people who are going to handhold you, not through just your upswings, but also whenever you fail, they'll be there to pick you up and take you to the next level. And that's what, in my case, from early on, being a minority women-owned business, I always had that exposure to reach out to those people who were key decision makers. So that really helped me. Along with that, my business is located in a co-working space, which again gave me access to different businesses of different industries. Mm-hmm. So as business owner, when you're talking from one to another, you learn a lot about what is going on in their industry, what their pain points are. Mm-hmm. And really talent business is all about finding what the talent needs are. And if you already know your other businesses' pain points, you know how to cater your services so that you come out as the most promising business that they want to work with.
Yeah. And I love how you put it so bluntly at the beginning is do your homework. You've got to be prepared to absorb yourself into the world that you plan to service. And it's so true. It should at the end of the day become something that you enjoy doing and are prepared to get mentors and more training on. So some fantastic advice that you've given our audience. Now, when it comes to technology adaptation, you guys are servicing IT professionals who are looking to place top IT talent. But what are some of those adaptations in terms of technology that you guys have utilized that make your life easier in the day in the life of a recruiter? Any advice that you would give?
Yes, I would definitely. So when I started, as I said earlier in 2018, initially we did not have any of the, we were not using any of the AI technology. It took me 2 years to understand the breadth and scope of what that means for your business. And once I started to learn about the different ATS and CRM systems, it became clear that that is a lot of value add for a staffing agency, especially a lot of the functions that we do in the initial stages. We call it a recruitment funnel in our business, wherein you source all the resumes and then you have to sort through them. It can be done manually. That is the traditional recruiting methods that has been going around for generations. But then you plug in your ATS and integrate it with different job boards, and boom, with the click of a button, everything just happens. It's already in your inbox. So all your recruiting team then has to do is sort through that and understand which ones are a great fit for the role that you're looking for and go from there. So literally a process which could take maybe 5 days or 10 days that gets minimized into a few seconds. And definitely you need a good team to support all of this. So as we began to understand what the ATS and CRM systems could do for us in technology hiring, other big factor is also fake resumes. So that's a big point that as a business owner, you have to be aware of. And especially in IT, it is a rampant practice. So I did not want to fall in that. And which is why I had to understand what audio video interview platforms are out there, how we can administer coding tests to the candidates who say, let's say they know some technical skills, maybe Java or C++, do they really know that? And I don't have a technical background. So for me, it was like, okay, how much of my team can really do these interviews day in and day out? So that was another part where we rely heavily on technology for that.
That is fantastic. So you just gave us the breadth and scope of what I think is the modern day recruiter. You guys have elements of AI, maximizing the utilization of your inventory when it comes to candidates through ATS and CRM systems, and really taking advantage of video interview platforms and skills-based testing, even outside of your own background. So fantastic advice. I think whenever we think about what AI can do to impact the day in the life of a recruiter, it's exactly what you mentioned. It's only enhancing it and propelling the day in the life of their job so that they can spend more time on building rapport with the actual candidates that they service. which is pretty exciting. Now, I want to take a step back and just go down to maybe a personal level with you. You being a minority, being a female, being in a newer industry, what advice has, you know, have you been able to give yourself through this whole process? Or maybe that person that's listening in today's episode that is a minority, maybe she's a female, maybe she wants to go out on her own and start her own agency. What would you tell that person?
So it is a very loaded question. I'll do my best to answer it.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yes. So the first thing, and this is more, you know, I consider my dad as my mentor, and I've learned the tips and tricks of business from him ever since I'm 15 years old. But really what I understood from him was that adapting. And for me, because I'm also not born and brought up in USA, I moved here in 2001. I always believed that, you know, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. So I kind of took that to my heart. So when I got into any business, really, you know, and this can apply to any business, being a minority person, especially if you are not aware of the culture or the ways of doing business, it is very important that first you understand what those differentiations are, and then try to adapt to that. You don't have to change yourself. And that's what I see a lot of minority business owners. They feel that if they adapt to something or change their ways, they're in some way letting go of their culture or their ethnicity, or maybe their minority status. It is not that. It is just that you are preparing, making yourself more efficient, and putting yourself on the same level ground as your other peers are, other businesses are. So I would say that is the main thing. And that is what, at least I know, makes me stand out every time, because people are not only seeing me as a minority women-owned business, but they're also seeing me that, okay, she does the same exact things that another vendor or another recruiting agency will do. So that is why I guess we always get business, and we are continuing to stay in business.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You really submerged and immerged yourself within the actual culture that your business is servicing, and certainly has helped along the way, which is fantastic. Now, can you talk to us a little bit about what the certification has done for your business, and if that's something that you would recommend other businesses to acquire if they, of course, qualify?
Yes. So my business, the Minority Women-Owned Business Certification, you can get that certification in your state and region where you live. And then there is also national. So I went in for obviously getting the first, the state or the region that I am in. And I'm in based in Missouri, St. Louis. So what this certification does is it helps you market and apply for bids and contracts that are also for which also other bigger companies are doing business, or they are also bidding for. The second thing it does for you is that a lot of times these bigger companies, they could get a contract, but the government has specified rules wherein they can also subcontract with another minority women-owned business. Mm. So in that case, you have a double advantage of doing that. So I thought it was good. For a year, I'll honestly say I did not know exactly how to leverage that. But talking to a lot of other businesses who also have those certifications, I tried to understand the best way. And I was just lucky enough to, you know, get that certification in the right time, because it happened right during COVID. And after that, every time we say somebody that, you know, we are a MWB certified business, definitely that is something that acts as an extra accreditation for us and for them to consider doing business with us.
It just has allowed your business to skip chapters, I imagine, because, you know, there's some, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. And personally, I'm going through this with my base pay too. We're in the process of acquiring our minority certification. So I know that it's quite cumbersome at the initial onset. But, you know, there are enterprise organizations and very large ones that allocate certain spends towards diversity owned businesses. So definitely makes business sense for you guys to take that leap. And I congratulate you, because it sounds like you guys are maximizing the rewards that come with that. Any advice that you would give to the audience when it comes to just mentorship and what that has meant for you within this very interesting and new space?
So for me, mentorship has been twofold. It mm-hmm. is understanding the business experiences of other business owners. Whenever we speak with a mentor, the first thing is you go with your problems and you get solutions for that. But the other thing is they also share experiences on how they're mentoring other businesses. And that's when you feel like, okay, I'm not the only one who's going through this. There are other people as well. So that those two things are very important for me. That is my biggest takeaway from talking or working, having a business consultant or a mentor at all times.
And, you know, we had the chance to meet at MPA Worldwide last week. How did you come across that, you know, association, or are there any others that you would recommend when it comes to finding a tribe of people that are going through the same thing as you?
So the first part of your question is about how did I go about finding NPA? Mm-hmm. As our business was growing and we got into contract and contingent hiring, it became apparent that we would have to put the staff that we place at our clients in different positions, we would have to run their payroll. And that's the part where I really took a back foot. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
I know what I'm good at.
Yes. And it's a lot of cumbersome, you know, taxes and across different states and state, federal, all of that. I was like, if I got into doing this, then I will never be able to do staffing work, which me and my team are, you know, already so overwhelmed with. So then that's when I think I was attending one of the staffing summits. It's called World Staffing Summit.
Yes,
I believe that's where I met with another company which does this employer of record services. And headcount management is the company that I ended up, you know, working with. And once they explained what they do, I was like, okay, I'm happy to sign the dotted line wherever you want, because you will take off so much burden from me about just managing all of that, you know, timekeeping and invoicing your client and all of that. Right. So I was more than happy to sign up with them. And from there on, then they said, Lena, we are part of another network and you should really check this out. And then it was a process to get approved with NPA, because NPA is very strict about the ethical conduct of all its members. Yes. So it was a process and references check and everything. But I'm happy that they accepted me. And it's been a year now almost that I've been part of NPA. And from day one, I understood, because once you know your mindset, and when you meet with other people of the same mindset, though you might be, you know, you might have never worked, you click. And that's what happened with me when I got into NPA.
So that's wonderful.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, you just belong there. Sorry, I forgot your other part.
No, that's okay. And I think that summarizes it perfectly. I mean, you maximize the value of your network. And that is certainly something that is a strong takeaway for anyone who is listening to today's episode. It's only, you know, you only know as much in some cases as much as the people around you know, and leveraging their insight and their information to, you know, attend this conference, find a solutions provider, utilize that solutions provider that can allow you to go in through this other network of valued recruiters within your unique space is truly what it's all about. So thank you for that. That's very helpful. And when it comes to what many are facing right now in terms of recruiters, it's a very candidate-driven, very competitive market. You guys are servicing both direct hire and temp and contract. Can you walk us through what that experience has been like, especially within IT, which has always been cutthroat? It's always been competitive, but I imagine in your experience, it's been a little bit more competitive lately.
Yes. So if I'm to make an analogy in real estate market, it is buyer's market rather than sellers. So employers are sellers and, you know, buyers are employees. So,
it's buyer's market right now.
Exactly. So with that said, employees right now, they have a lot of confusion state for a lot of the tech stack right now. What is happening is they have multiple offers from different recruiters, and also when they directly apply through different job boards and all of that. So it is about, because what happens is when you have so many multiple offers, we always stress when, as a recruiter, when we are working or representing an employee, we tell them about why they should really work for a company rather than what it comes in terms of numbers. Mm-hmm. So it has to be a good balance of both the things. And though with COVID, another, I think, complication that has been added in this recruitment industry.
100%, right.
It's COVID. And, but with that said, you know, I see that some employees are really putting a lot of thought and research into that, which is great. They ask us all the tough questions before making decisions, and we love that. But some of the people are just going driven by this company is paying more, so maybe I'm going to go with that. And that's where companies are giving you a contract role or a direct hire role that has to be evaluated, because that's how they're perceiving you when they are giving you that offer. Are they seeing you as a short-term asset or a long-term asset? You want to be wherever right now, because of COVID, a lot of positions are opening up. So companies are just coming up with different titles, and they send those titles to us, and then we have to sell those titles. And then sometimes we are not able to explain properly, because that's what the recruiting managers at the companies tell us, and those are not right. Or, you know, maybe the role might be entirely different once the person joins. So it becomes very tricky. But at the same time, we are seeing those candidates are very happy who have, during COVID, have taken up the jobs or started working, who have done that homework very well for themselves, and they see themselves as adding value. Otherwise, I think a lot of what is going to happen is a lot of the talent over the next 2 to 3 years, they will at least change jobs once or twice, and then they'll land with their happy place.
Right, right. That's fantastic insight, Lena. I love the way that you guys are painting the picture when it comes to these jobs and orders that you guys are given. And at the end of the day, you ultimately are selling that role, that culture, that supervisor to a potential candidate who has the multiple offers in place. So wonderful recommendations on that front. When it comes to what many are calling the war on retention, because this is the great resignation at the end of the day, I'm sure that you guys are seeing that even on the direct hire side, just as much as on the contract side, ghosting of candidates, ghosting of, you know, employees in general, or employees maybe walking out the door much sooner than you would have anticipated. What are some of those tips that you guys are giving your clients to capitalize on good talent in this market and keep them?
So with the companies who really are in the growth phase, for them, it is very hard, as I said earlier, having a position carved out very well, very structured is definitely important, because these talent, they have so many multiple offers. So they always have a foot out the door. They go in, they come out, it's like that. Because we've heard so many cases of once, you know, somebody joins, within 3 months they leave. So that really stinks the company. But at the same time, I think the most, if I were to advise the companies, I would say, have, in addition to having the role carved out very well for a new intake, the other thing would be having a definitive growth plan that needs to be understood along with the new intake that you have, so that they know exactly how they are going to progress in that company in terms of the role and also in terms of compensation. And that's when you know, the employee is going to stay happy. Obviously, right now I see that employers are going out of their way in terms of providing benefits and work-life balance. So I think if anything from COVID, the employers have become much more flexible, which is great for everybody, I guess.
Yeah. And you know, if you're listening to this podcast, I think Lena just gave some fantastic advice as a potential employer looking to find best forms of talent. Have that clear delegation of duties, you know, ironed out, blueprint, give that a clear meaning and designation to the potential candidate, a clear growth structure and plan so that they know that there is definite light at the end of the tunnel for them to continue growing and escalating. So Lena, thank you so much for that. As we're wrapping up today's call, I would love for you to just give us an idea of what your content diet is. What are some sources of information that you heavily rely on to continue learning every single day? Is this newsletters? Are you into some books? How do you stay up to date on what's happening in today's world?
So I'm an extrovert, I should say.
Yes.
I like to connect with a lot of people from different backgrounds. And that is my biggest input of everything that's happening around. And that just helps me, that motivates me. And also that helps me understand what is going on or what is coming next. Along with that, I do a lot of LinkedIn learning courses, networking with other recruiting companies. And then I'm part of a lot of business chambers and local organizations. So yeah, all of these things combined, I think just helps me stay on top of everything.
Yeah, I bet. And it's really knowing your tribe, and you certainly have done a great job to flourish within this unique industry that you're in, and just being that social network that continues to grow. I think the day that you stop learning is the day that you stop living. So kudos to you, because you're certainly a testimony to that. How can we get a hold of you? If we wanted to contact you, what's the best way for us to get in touch?
My most preferred way is LinkedIn.
Okay.
And yes, apart from that, I do sometimes show up on Clubhouse as well.
Nice. And just for the listeners tuning in, LeeNa Chaudhary, CHOUDHARRY. That's where you guys can find her on LinkedIn. We had the opportunity to connect a couple of weeks ago, and I can tell you guys that she shares some great insight on LinkedIn. So definitely have the chance to connect with her if you guys can. Lena, thank you so much for joining us on today's call. You provided a plethora of information. I'd love to find the opportunity to collaborate with you again. So maybe we'll do a part two on a podcast segment sometime if you're up for it. But we sincerely appreciate you joining us on today's call, and sincerely appreciate the listeners that are tuning in and taking time out of the day to join us as well.
Great. Thank you, Angela. Pleasure speaking with you and all the listeners out there. Looking forward to connecting. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks, Lena. And we'll see you guys on the next podcast episode.
Thank you for listening to the Ivy Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our RSS feed on ivypodcast.com and all major podcasting platforms like Spotify and iTunes. As always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a rating on iTunes.